Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. I'm Deacon Charles Withers, Deacon at the Pavilion of God. And today, the Rev Up with Reverend Alethea's Blog Talk Radio Show is hosting the Pavilion of God's worship. To some, this is a virtual worship, but to this body of Christ, this worship is real. And this is consecrated and a holy space for worship and praise. The Pavilion of God embraces prayer, miracles, fellowship of Jesus, and the power of a most powerful God in the midst of the corona pandemic and the pandemic racism. And we are a congregation that embraces joy and life. Won't you prepare your hearts and minds to worship and worship with us? If I can ask you to please mute your phones. God, we come this morning. We thank you for the rising of the sun and placing it where you place it each and every day. You are God that always remember. You are God that remembers each one of us. You can count the hairs, and you know the hairs on our heads. We pray for peace this morning, Lord. Pray and ask that peace may begin with each one of us. We pray for love this morning. May we show you the love that you always give to us. May we love one another as you love us. This is our prayer this morning. I'd like to remind you of events that's occurring this coming week. We meet on Blog Talk Radio for prayer meeting on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. sharp. All you have to do is dial 845-277-9346. Again, if you are in need of prayer, or if you would like to share a prayer or share a testimony, please join us at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. Again, the number is 845-277-9346. And on Wednesdays at 6 a.m. and at 12 noon, we have our prayer line. Again, this is an opportunity to share your blessings, your prayers, and your concerns. You simply need to dial area code 701-801-1220. And the access code is 509-296-035#. Again, for the Wednesday's prayer line at 6 a.m. and 12 noon. Or you can call Reverend Alethea, the pastor, at 202-365-2842. Or you can email her at revalethea@gmail.com. This is the time that we pause for and remember the birthdays of those who we love. I have a few here to share with you for June birthdays. Gwynnell's Bass birthday was on June the 11th. Our own Pastor Delonte Golston His birthday was on June 16th. Today is Eritrea Pitt's birthday, way in New Orleans, Louisiana. Kiara James' birthday, it was June 19th, and we celebrate Kiara. She turned 17 years old, and on yesterday, our one and only Minister Helene Fisher celebrated her birthday. And on the 29th of this month, Malaika Hall's birthday, who recently graduated from George Washington University. We send all of these our prayers and celebrations. This is a time that we ask you to give back to God what God has blessed you with. We ask not only for you to give monetarily, we ask you to give up your time, your energy, your thoughts, because can bear witness to the more I give and do for God, the more God gives back to me. And so I say that my cup runneth over. You can give your offerings or tithes through the PayPal, and that's pavilionofgod.baptist@gmail.com, or you can use Cash App, and that's strict only Pavilion of God, or you can mail it to your offering or your tithes to Pavilion of God, P.O. Box 29464. Again, that's P.O. Box 29464, Washington, D.C., 20017. Please, I invite you to pray with me, offerings and our tithes. Dear God, make me a cheerful giver of all my tithes and offerings. I choose to receive all of your promises and blessings as I am obedient to your word. I pray that you shower favor, blessings, and increase upon me and my church. I am believing for storehouses unlocked, miracles created, anointing, provisions, resources, healings, and souls saved. Let me give with an attitude of gratitude and worship. I have nothing without you. In Jesus' name, I pray. And the people of God say, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
This is the time for our concerns and celebration. I will lift up some of the concerns and celebrations that have been forwarded to the Pavilion of God. We continue to pray for Black Lives Matter. The coronavirus pandemic. Feeling for the many families and loved ones who are grieving. We continue to pray for the Bass family, Tammy Lathrop, the Happily family, Akintunde Paul, Patricia Marshall, Paniqua James, Michaela in Jamaica, challenged with sickle cell anemia. God, we look to you to answer our prayers. We have faith and we believe, and we know that you are the author and the creator. Our prayers of affirmation, we continue to pray for health and prosperity for Daisy Hannah, who is in New Jersey. Health and prosperity for Carol Meek, New York. Health and prosperity for all of our young adults in our congregation.
Amen.
You can unmute your phones and share your concerns and celebrations at this time. And then Minister Darrell will give the prayer of the people. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I ask continued prayers for Akintune Paul. He was involved in an accident, a car accident, about 2 days ago. And he was not severely injured, but I continue to ask for prayers for his mental and physical health. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God is the way.
Yeah, this is Warren. I want to have prayers for my niece, Tia, in New Jersey.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Are there others?
This is Carol.
Yes. This is Winnell.
I'm asking Winnell for continue prayer for Michaela. She's having a crisis this morning. She's having horrible pain in her chest, and also I'm putting Janisha in prayer this morning. You know, I'm asking for prosperity for her business. And Andre, I'm asking for prayer for the family. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Mama Gwinnell.
This is Gwinnell. Yes, prayer. My brother Warren is flying from Texas. So we're going to pray that the Lord surrounds him and he does not bring COVID into this house, because I really, really need him here. He's coming to really help me, I'm going to say mentally and physically, get myself together.
Amen.
He's flying tomorrow. So, pray.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Is there another?
Amen. I want to, good morning, praise God. I want to affirm, hallelujah, the goodness of the Lord, hallelujah, amen, and the faithfulness of the Lord. I know we've been praying about that car that, you know, I've been talking about from time to time, and it appears that the good Lord has come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so hallelujah. I'm thankful to God that, you know, I can pass it on in a working condition in Jesus' holy name. And I want to affirm the goodness of the Lord. Yesterday we had another event with our young people in YCP down at the park, Anacostia Park. I thought it was going to be so hot. And, you know, they were talking on the weather stations about the heat, but You know, it was a beautiful day. Hallelujah. And the kids had a ball, and the grown-up kids had a ball. And we just praise and we thank God for his faithfulness. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And I just thank God in general just for his goodness. He's making a way, like the song said, even when it doesn't feel like he's working, even when it doesn't look like he's working, he never stops. He never stops.
Hallelujah.
Working. Hallelujah. He never stops. Mm. Hallelujah. He never stops working.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
This is Sister Erica. Have a prayer request for my cousin in Florida. He had a tumor some years ago, and they operated and they removed it and made changes in his life, in his brain. But this year, even this month, he had a report that his growth coming back again. I don't think I've mentioned this before, but his praise was when he got in the car, was, "Let's sing a song," and he sang the song, "It Is Well With My Soul." So despite what the doctors are saying, he is praising God for what God has already done. So this prayer for my cousin Chris. And I think I mentioned in prayer time that my brother had an issue with Parkinson's, and they were still taking more tests. And right now he appears to be normal from his last report. So thank you for your prayers. He still has things he's got to do in his life, but God is yet healing, delivering, and setting free.
Yes.
Thank you, Brother Darrell, for those pictures. I haven't seen Kiara in months, and I was happy to see her pictures on the phone this morning.
Amen. That was Mama Stacy, but we praise God for it. Amen.
Yes, thank you.
If there are no other prayer requests at this time, we ask Minister Darrell, would you take us to the throne of God?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The song says, even when it doesn't look like he's working, even when it doesn't feel like he's working, he never stops, he never stops working. He never stops, he never stops working. Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, we want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. Thank you for loving us. Hallelujah. Thank you for your tender loving kindness and the multitude. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. The multitude of your tender mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. For Mama Helene's birthday, thank you, Jesus. For touching the kids down at the park, thank you, Jesus. For bringing us together, knowing that when we gather together in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, you told us we could cast our cares upon you, hallelujah, because you care for us. Oh, God, we praise you right now. We thank you right now, oh, God, that it's not form or fashion. Hallelujah, but year by year, hallelujah, and day by day, hallelujah, you show yourself strong, hallelujah, on our behalf, oh God. You hear and you answer prayer. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah, we know, hallelujah, where our help comes from. Hallelujah, that all of our help, oh God, hallelujah. All of our help, glory to God. There's nothing left out. Hallelujah! From the rising of the sun, hallelujah, until the going down of the same. Hallelujah, hallelujah, your name, hallelujah, is to be praised. God, we know, hallelujah, today that we can look back over our life, oh God, and like the song say, when we think things over, hallelujah, we can see your hand, oh God. We can see how you made a way. Hallelujah, we can see how you opened doors. Glory to God. We can see how you made a way. Hallelujah, when there was no way.
Yes,
oh God,
yes. when we were surrounded by, oh, God, you made a way through the wilderness. Hallelujah, through the sea. Hallelujah. You hear and you answer prayer. God, we thank you today. And so we do that. We cast our care. Hallelujah. We cast our care upon you, oh God, because you told us to do it. Hallelujah. Because you care for us. Thank you, God. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you for blessing our young people. Thank you for touching our spirit and letting us look up for our redemption draws nigh. Hallelujah. We know where our help comes from. That all of our help. Hallelujah. I said all of our help. Hallelujah. All of our help come from you, O God. We thank you right now that we are not left alone. Hallelujah, merely to fend for ourselves. But you rule, hallelujah, and you super rule. The king's heart is in your hand. Turn it the way that you want it to go. Hallelujah, there is none like you. Hallelujah, there is none like you, O God. And we humbly, hallelujah, lift up our hands. We praise you, O God. Let our lives be a worship. Hallelujah. Let our lives, oh God. We know we got some issues to work out. You can do it in us, God.
Hallelujah.
Work it out in us, oh God, so that we are pleasing in your sight. Hear our prayer, oh God. Hear our prayers. In the name of Jesus, every name that was mentioned. Oh, God, and you know our thoughts from afar off. So even those that weren't spoken, but you know them, God. Oh, we just ask you that you would make a way. Open up the door. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We lift it all up to you. We bless your holy name. We thank you for what you're doing. We rejoice and we worship you as God. And besides you, there is none other. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for blessing your servant in the name of Jesus, who will bring your holy word today. Thank you for blessing all of us, all of your servants in the name of Jesus, for your glory in our lives. In Jesus' holy name, we bless you and praise you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Minister Darrell, we thank you for that.
Hallelujah.
Prayer this morning. It wasn't just a prayer. It was a most powerful prayer. And as we listen to that prayer, we open up our hearts and we commune with God. Thank you again, Minister Darrell. We'll now hear Withholding Nothing. And after the song, our next voice that we will hear is Reverend Alethea. We look forward to the words that God has put on her heart this morning to share, Withholding Nothing.
Everything I give you, oh God. everything I give. Oh, God. With holding nothing. With holding nothing. It all belongs to you. With holding nothing. But we surrender. Yes, we surrender, but we surrender with holding nothing. I give it all.
withholding nothing, I surrender all of me. I give all of me. So I surrender. I surrender. Surrender. Withholding nothing. Amen. 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 That is an affirmation of trust. That is an affirmation of love. That is an affirmation of divine relationship. Glory to God. God bless you all, and I'm so thankful to be with you in this pulpit this morning. Hallelujah. It's been 2 weeks that I have been out of the pulpit. Amen. And I thank Minister Daryl for bringing the message 2 weeks ago, a powerful message. The Lord was anointing him and blessing him with the word of God, and we just thank you. You know, when God moves somebody out, God moves somebody in. There's always a ram in the bush. There is always a word that goes forth. We thank you, Minister Daryl, for bringing the word 2 weeks ago, and we thank Charles Withers, Dr. Charles Withers, for bringing the message last week. Hallelujah. It was joy to a mother's ears. Amen. I thank the Pavilion of God for welcoming Charles Withers, the second home. Hallelujah. What a blessing. His message was to the people of God last week. You need to be opening your heart for what's coming forth. Amen. For what's there. God is always has a messenger for his word. Amen. And it is a blessing to be back with you in this pulpit.
again. And I just thank God for your love and your prayers. Amen. I'm going to ask you now to pray with me. Oh, God, we just thank you for the prayers that have gone up this morning. We thank you for the fullness of your people, Lord. We thank you for their presence here this morning, oh, God. And we thank you for the open hearts and the open minds. And now we ask you to touch us, Lord, so that we might hear your word. We ask this prayer, trusting in your power, Jesus, to open hearts and open minds so that we may hear you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, it was about 10 years ago. Before time passes, you know, I guess they say time passes when you're having fun, but time passes when you're serving the Lord. Amen. About 10 years ago, the Pavilion of God and New Community Church formed a youth group. I remember we asked the youth to choose the name for the group. And you know how we can be. We can decide in our own hearts and minds, oh, I think this will be a good name. And I remember when they came back and they said the name of the group was Young Christian Power. Young Christian Power. And I kind of wrestled with that and said, my, what does that really mean? But, you know, we live up to the name sometimes that we choose for ourselves. And the Young Christian Power Youth Group, called YCP, has lived up to its name. I thank God for Stacy Hill and Minister Daryl Puryear for working with the other leaders from New Community Church to keep this youth group pointed in God's direction. It's heavy-duty work. Now, you heard that Minister Daryl said that yesterday they were having a good time down at Anacostia Park, and that was some heavy-duty work. Also, you know, sometimes opening the door for joy takes work, but oh, hallelujah, what a blessing it is. That was Minister Daryl's idea to go bike riding at Anacostia Park, and I saw some pictures of the children and Minister Daryl and Stacy Hill and other leaders riding their bikes with masks on. They had the mask on and they kept the social distance and they had joy in the name of the Lord riding their bikes. Thank you for your constant service and faithfulness with our youth. On this past Friday, I had the privilege of moderating the YCP group meeting on Zoom. Yes, the YCP has not been able to meet on Fridays. They usually meet twice a month on Fridays, but because of the coronavirus, they were faithful and respectful of their body temples, and they've been keeping distance, but they've been meeting on Zoom. And this past Friday, the topic was the Black Lives Matter movement. It was an opportunity for our youth to claim their voice and share their responses to the Black Lives Matters movement. They shared their voice and, in their own words, they shared their understanding. So let me tell you a little bit about the meeting. And if you're closing your hearts right now because I'm talking about the youth, I want you to open your heart right now and listen to what the youth said. We had a panel that example, the panel was composed of two current YCP members, a senior in high school. Her name is Tedra Seegers, and a rising ninth grader, Christian Blair. And many of us at the Pavilion know Christian. And there are two college students, one Austin Ray, a senior at Lafayette and in Pennsylvania, and our own Sydney Hill, who is a rising junior at Morgan State University. I find myself pausing to think of Sydney as a rising junior. Hallelujah. Glory to God for growth and learning and development. The college students share their personal experiences of racism. And I remember as I heard their words, my heart broke to think that many of the experiences of racism they had were the same experience of racism I had, and certainly it would have been the experiences you have had. And they all shared, the college students and the high school students shared their experiences attending the protests, where many of us may not have been walking with the protests. Our young people have been out there protesting. And they detailed the sights and the sounds and how good it felt to be surrounded by all races who supported Black lives. They talked about the pride they experienced during the protests. The pride, and they talked about the goals they had to end racism. And our own Sydney shared pictures that she had taken, pictures that made their stories all the more real. That's a blessing of Zoom. We got to see the pictures. And both Sydney and Austin shared how they believe their Christian faith supported the protest. In fact, they pointed out that Jesus stood against the leaders of his day. Jesus was a protester. Then our own Kiara Jane shared her insights about Black and brown women and healthcare. She wasn't a part of the panel, but our youth spoke up as they heard other youth speak, and they heard the college students. Kiara explained that Black and brown women don't receive equitable prenatal treatment, and racial and ethnic disparities impact overall health care for Black women. I want you to know, Kiara James went on and offered basically what was a mini lecture. Hallelujah. I left that YCP Zoom experience feeling blessed and thankful, and I must admit proud. Yes, I was proud of our youth, blessed, thankful, proud, and with a greater hope for tomorrow. Yes, blessed, hallelujah, thankful, proud, and hopeful, and I wonder what my lessons were. What were the lessons that I could take away from that experience with our young people? Lesson number one, beloved, is we all need to be reminded about the things we already know. We need to be reminded about things that we already know, about our relationship with Jesus, about our call for justice. We need to be reminded. I was reminded that if these youth and young adults are the nurses, doctors, artists, preachers, teachers, and other leaders for tomorrow, we can embrace hope. I was reminded that one of our greatest resources is our youth. The youth in the United States and the youth in our neighborhoods, the youth in our YCP group, and all the youth in our church and the youth in our home. I was reminded that our youth and our young adults are our resource and our responsibility. our responsibility to teach and love, and our responsibility to encourage, and our responsibility to listen to them and learn from them and provide them opportunities. Yes, I want you to understand that our responsibility is to listen. To listen. Don't just hear their words. Hear the meaning of each and every one of their words, and learn from our youth, and to provide them opportunities to serve. You know, beloved, young people bring gifts and talents to the table. We're not just feeding them and their endless appetites. They are feeding us. They're feeding our hearts, our hopes, and our dreams. It's so easy to recognize that in the moment. You know those glorious moments when they stand up and say something brilliant or do something spectacular or behave the way we want them to behave. It's easy to recognize their gifts in those moments. But, oh, it's easy to lose sight of their importance in a moment. I found myself thinking of the feeding of the 5,000 as recorded in the Gospel of John, the 6th chapter. You know the story of the feeding of the 5,000. I just want to read to you from John 6, verses 1 through 10. It reads thus. Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee. And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick.
Yes.
And then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover festival was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. And Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite, just a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will that go for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." And there was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted, as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. May God add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and the full understanding of God's most holy word. Oh, can't you just see that sight in your mind's eye of Jesus with over 5,000 people? You know, it simply said 5,000 men, but there were women and children there too. And can you just see the sight? It reminds me of many of the protests, the thousands that are out there hungering. Oh, yes. This story in the gospel touched my heart. In this story, Jesus tested the disciple Philip when he asked him, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" Jesus tested Philip. And he tested Philip in part because Philip was from the neighborhood where the crowd was gathered. And many of the people in the crowd knew Philip. And therefore, he should know where to go to get food. Also, Philip had been Jesus' disciple from the very beginning. Philip had seen all of Jesus' miracles and should have said, Lord, if you choose, it is easy for you to feed them all. Yeah. Philip should have known the power of Jesus. It was not just a test of Philip's knowledge about where the food was. It was a question about his awareness of the needs of the people. So Jesus asked, where shall we buy bread for these people to eat? And instead of Philip relying on his intimate knowledge of Jesus, and instead of him relying on his intimate divine relationship with Jesus, Philip began to count the cost. Philip said it would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite. And Andrew said, still counting the cost, still counting the cost. Here's a boy with five small barley loaves and two small fish, but how far will that go for so many? But Jesus. But Jesus,
hallelujah.
But Jesus, who doesn't see lack and limitation, who doesn't see the limitations of body, mind, or spirit, Jesus, who sees sight where there is blindness, who sees life where there is death, took the loaves and gave thanks and distributed to those who were seated as much as they want.
Hallelujah.
Jesus sees the gifts in the hands of children and multiplies them. Jesus sees the gifts in the hands of the children, you hear me, and multiplies them. So often we see lack and limitation in ourselves. We see lack and limitation in our children. They, beloved, our children are not a tabla rasa. They're not a blank slate. They're not a blank slate, nor are they an empty vessel. Our children are gifts, and they come bearing gifts. God has given them an assignment, to enable them to discover their gifts. You know, God has given our children an assignment. Number one assignment, discover your gifts and build and strengthen your gifts.
Hallelujah.
I remember when my son was in elementary school, I was at a parent-teacher discussion, and the teacher went on at great length to talk about how it was her job to help the children become creative. To help the children become creative. Don't you know, beloved, all children are creative. That is a gift God has given them. If they're outside, you know, they'll take a stick and draw in the dirt. They don't need a trampoline. They got a couch or a bed. And they have a sheet becomes a tent over chairs. Our children are innately creative.
Yes.
The most an adult can do is provide new and different tools and encourage their creativity. That's our assignment. Our assignment is to recognize the creativity and gifts in our children and provide them with tools, provide them with opportunity to develop their gifts. We are to acknowledge the bread and the fish, the gifts and the talents in the hands of our children. We are to see our children as the ones, not just only as the ones to take care of, but ones, or as ones who are dependent. We are to see them as gifts.
Yeah.
Jesus also sees our children as gifts in our lives. They are the ones who come with provision and willingness to share and to serve. I remember on Friday as I talked to little Chance, not even 5 years old, he was so excited about going to the beach with his father. He decided to just share that opportunity with everyone. He started to ask Baba Charles, you want to go with me and my daddy? You want to go with me and my daddy, Reverend Alicia? He was willing. He had a gift of joy in his hand, and he was willing to share it. Our youth, like this boy, and this may not have much to share, but God is using what is in their hands, what is in their hearts, and is multiplying it to feed the passion for justice of all Black people. I remember the millions of times that I've had to work with youth, and I was remembering when I led a youth group many years ago. And one of the most disruptive teens in the group was one young person named David Chappelle. Oh, yes. Could have a topic in our youth group discussion. I want you to know this, Minister Darrell and Stacy and all who work with you. David Chappelle was disruptive. He would always have the group laughing in the moments when we were having serious discussion or even praying or even having meditation. David was good for a laugh. I remember the many a times that we would talk and he would his conversation and his laughter would take over the group. I decided one day in my own exasperation to ask David and all of the youth what they plan to be when they grow up. And several talked about what they plan to be, and I finally got to David and said, David, what do you plan to be? And he said, I want to be a comedian. Oh, hallelujah. I'm ever thankful that I responded by saying, yes, David, going to be a comedian. Because you are a comedian now. And David Chappelle has gone on to be what he wanted to be. Today, David Chappelle, that same person that was in that youth group, is not only sharing his talent as a comedian, he's supporting the Black Life Matters movement with his gifts and his talents that were in his hands as a young person. So what does this message have to do with all of us today? What does this message have to do with all of us today, so many of us who are declared disciples and servants of the Lord are like Philip and Andrew? We've walked a long way with Jesus. We've served him. We've seen the miracles in our lives and in the lives of others. But when Jesus calls on us directly, let's be honest, we often count the cost. And we are embrace lack and limitation thinking, leaving little or no room for Jesus to multiply what is in our hands.
Yeah.
We are so often like Philip and Andrew. We need to recognize that, even just to be reminded who they are and whose they are. Instead of saying what you don't have, we need to say, here I am, Lord, use me.
Yes.
We need to recognize that we are our gift, and that we have spiritual gifts that are enough. We have gifts that Jesus again multiply. We need to trust that the Lord has need of us and has need of our gifts. So we must be ready to say, yes, Lord, I will feed the people with whatever I have. I will feed whatever I have, give them whatever I have, and trust that we have enough and that Jesus will multiply our gifts.
Yeah.
Second, we need to be reminded if there's a child, a teen, or a young person in your realm of influence, in your realm of influence, in your home, in your neighborhood, yes, and even in this church, we need to see them as a perfect gift from the Almighty God, a gift that is filled with gifts from God. You know, we need to see them as a gift even in those moments that they are trying our very soul. Because our youth then will often do that. They will try us. But as servants of the Lord, as disciples of Christ, we need to pray. We need to pray not only for them, but for us.
Yeah.
For our patience, our love, and our understanding, our discernment.
Yeah.
If there's a child, a teen, a young person in your realm of influence, beloved, you are called upon by God to see them as a gift. Trust that God has need of them and that Jesus can use them and their gifts and multiply those gifts to feed thousands. Don't you know there are hungry people out there, people who are hungering for righteousness and justice?
Yes, yes.
And our children are called in a time such as this to offer their gifts. Third, we need to remember that the Black Lives Matter movement starts at home. We need to know that we matter. You need to know that you matter. I need to know that I matter, that we are important, valuable, significant, and created in the image and likeness of Almighty God. We need to walk with that. We need to walk with that. It needs to motivate us. It needs to animate us in everything that we do.
Yeah, yeah.
The Black Lives Matter movement starts when you look in the mirror and celebrate who you are. It starts when you look in the mirror and you thank God for who you are and whose you are. The Black Lives Matter movement needs you. It needs our youth.
Yes, yes.
Like the boy with the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. It may not seem like much to share. But God is using that child, using that teen, using that young adult, and they are in our hands. And God is using us to hold them up and lift them up, as God is lifting us all up.
Hallelujah.
And multiplying all that we have. All that we are as a Black people, using all that we are as Black people and multiplying our gifts, to sustain a movement, to sustain a movement toward justice.
Thank you, Lord.
For the word of God said, we are called to stoop down and reach out to those who are oppressed and share their burdens so that Christ's law is complete. We are the ones. Honor that place in history, that dynamic that is divine, to know that this is a time of transformation. This is a time of justice moving to the fore, and we are being called upon to be all that we can be. We're being called upon to trust God to lift us up and lift our voices up so that freedom can ring, so that justice can prevail, so that righteousness can prevail in all the land. God has provided all that we need to feed the multitude that is seeking justice today. And God is multiplying your gifts, multiplying our gifts, and in all ways multiplying the gifts of our youth. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in all your ways. Acknowledge God. Acknowledge God. And God will direct our path. It is our task, beloved, to trust God, to know that the dynamic of feeding the 5,000 is alive and well today. And we need to be reminded day in, yes, hallelujah, and day out that we won't go back. We won't turn back. The path is clear.
Hallelujah.
It is clear by the divine light that shines upon the path that we are in a movement
of
justice.
Hallelujah.
Our movement leads to victory.
Yes.
Honor our youth.
Yes.
Honor the youth that is still alive and well in you, and stand up and march on and know that victory is ours. It is written that we must fight.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus is on our side. It is in Jesus' name that I offer this word on this day. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Reverend Alicia, really thank you for the reminder,
Lord,
that God provides all 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish,
yes,
to feed the multitude
and multiply
more than enough. More than enough. As we move forward through this coming week, remind yourself,
Lord,
that God provides all. Sometimes it's easy to forget, but we thank God that we have the capability that God has placed in us,
yes,
and given us those reminders. So we say, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. So many of us have been changed because we know Jesus. We've been changed, but don't know Jesus on a personal level. I want you to pray with me right now. If you already walk with Jesus and Jesus is walking with you and you're guaranteed of that relationship, pray anyway. We need to joyfully embrace our relationship with Jesus day in and day out. Let us pray, beloved. Lord Jesus, I repent of my sin. I need you and I'm humbly calling out to you. I'm tired. I'm tired of doing things my way. Help me to do things in alignment with your will for my life. I invite you into my life to be my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you pray that simple prayer, trust that you have a relationship with Jesus. Jesus is your Savior. And Jesus is blessing you right now. And if you're already walking with Jesus, won't you just join in this prayerful time of singing and praise and thanksgiving for that relationship.
They've been forgiven.
My past.
It's over. Say, right now.
Beloved, let us pray to be dismissed. Let us go forth to serve God and serve the people, to love God and love the people from this day forth and forevermore. And the people of God say amen, amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen.
Amen.
Have a great week, everybody. Stay
smart.
You too, Daisy. Hi, Carol.
Yes.
Right. Talk to you.
How are you, Sam?
I'm good.
You too?
Oh, good. That's great. I'm glad to hear that, Carol. Huh?
Go ahead and hug somebody. Amen.
Amen.
With a virtual.
The men continue to talk among themselves.
Amen. So, yeah, Carol, I've tried to call you. I can never get you.
You know what? When can I call you?
When will you be available?
Well, no, I'm available anytime.
Yeah, sometimes I try to call and I don't get you either.
Oh, really? I don't see your number, though. Well, everybody usually, their numbers show up. But anyway, we'll try again. I'll try sometime this afternoon. But God bless you.
Okay.
God bless you too.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God bless everybody. Happy birthday, Helene and Gwinnell. Happy belated birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday too.
She let him do run all over her.